justice for all.
Welcome to the circus.
Am I?
Oh, Hannah is LFA. Somebody was asking, Hannah's not LFA? Hannah certainly is. Sorry about that. Thank you. Didn't hit that button. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chiller Report right here on LFA TV. Just some juggling, some shifting, some moving and shaking. Good stuff. Guess what? Here's the great news, ladies and gentlemen. Just stay right there. I got a lot of stuff to tell you, big announcement coming up. We're going to do it starting tonight. Starting tonight, I will be back for primetime at 8 p.m. It's actually 2 hours on LFA. It's going to be a three-hour show, a three-hour tour. The counter coup commences, ladies and gentlemen. So no more Pete Santilli show in the morning. We're actually going to catch it, and I'll tell you all about that and what's going to happen. So right here on LFA TV. You guys stay tuned. Guess who comes on right before? Hannah comes on right before that. So there it is. Bad Moon TV schedule. Two-hour flyer, all times Eastern. There you go. Bad Moon. Yeah, I think you may be right. Just want to make sure. Santilli, Drew, Joey, Hannah, 2 hours for Santilli. And ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We've got lots of stuff to cover right here on the Santilli Report. So what we're going to do, Santilli Report is going to be focused on, of course, what's happening right here, right now, today, and then, of course, all the hodgepodgey stuff. But the primetime show is going to be everything about the coming news cycle, the counter coup. We're going to be countering the coup. So all things counter coup, we'll be covering that with special guests. And instead of regurgitating all the previous day stuff the following morning, you're going to get that at right at the end of the day to help make sense of everything. What's going on, Eileen? How are you? Mossad. OG7, look at you. Welcome to the Santilli Report right here on LFA TV. Welcome. I'll tell you what. I'm sure everybody watched the epic one-hour press conference by President Trump. You guys watched that, right? I'm sure you did. You know what else I was doing? I was over at MSNBC listening to their babble and their propaganda. It was just amazing to me, ladies and gentlemen, how much propaganda these CIA people are putting out, okay? Are you amazed by the CIA Mockingbird media? They grab anything that President Trump says, and it says, you know what, I think the crime is just out of control. It's just unbelievable. There's peace, love, and harmony in D.C., and he's a dictator. You know, goofball. I'm calling them a goofball. They're probably tuned in right now. Said Pete Santilli, I don't like it when you make those noises because I have my earbuds on. I said goofball as in, you know, those noises bother me too. That's what I hear when they're talking to us. I've got a treat for you. How many of you did not, and I want to hear did not, don't say I did see it. I want to hear how many people did not see the interview on Gateway Pundit with Jim Hoft? How many of you didn't see that? And if there's one person in there, you got to see the full thing. Let's see. I'm losing my damn mind, says PA Cat Lady 26. Don't lose your mind. Why high crime in D.C. is a good thing? Oh, yeah, exactly. What's going on? Unk, by the way, just call me a what? I'm not going to call you that. That's inappropriate. Says, I can't. He said, just call me a fag. I can't say that. No. Do not say that. Were you just pumping it? Chiming in just now? Oh, okay. Big A. He was going to say something about that. Yeah. The thumbnails. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, crack down on crime. Crack down on crime is the theme of the day. And it's not going to be just DC. How many of you did not see the interview with Jim Hoft? We haven't seen it. Nobody has seen it. Oh, it's great. It's awesome. It's awesome. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. We're going to bring it to you because I'm going to bring it to you today. Long time no Pete. There you go, B-Hops. You can eat off the curbs when Trump gets done with D.C. No, no, no. Okay, this is why I'm saying it's cracked down on crime. Look at Eli. Is that Vegas in the background? What's going on with that? Okay. So we're going to play the J.D. Vance, Jim Hoft interview. It's great. I love J.D. Vance. I'm telling you. By the way, I'm already casting my ballot for J.D. Vance in 2028. Okay? We just need to continue the trend. Make sure that this entire team that President Trump has rallying around him stays together. I guess, I don't know if they'll ever be able to serve our nation with the pace at which they operate. But this crackdown on crime, name a city right now that's really bad with crime. Here, I'll cheat a little bit because there's a little bit of a delay. How about Chicago? Does Chicago need to be cleaned up? Does Los Angeles, South Central, oh my goodness. Los Angeles is a little bit different. You're not going to be able to clean up that crime. No, Chicago needs to be cleaned up. Los Angeles, definitely Portland, Oregon. President Trump is going to use this model and roll it across the country. He is. There was a comment today. He was talking about building a ballroom. And then the press says, can we get a bigger room here at the press corps? And he said no. Why did he say no? This is why right here.
Okay, my question is this. You're building the big, beautiful ballroom.
Yeah.
Could we build a big, beautiful briefing room?
Yes.
Technology.
Yes.
Yeah. More seats.
I don't want to do that. I don't want you to be comfortable. I don't want to make life comfortable.
No, absolutely not comfortable. You know, I really appreciate Brian Glenn being in there gobbing the Trumpian knob, but it's getting a little bit too much, you know. Plus, I don't like the fact that he is conjugating with Marjorie Taylor Greene. So basically, the press room's been infiltrated. Bad Moon, Rubio supported red flag laws in Florida. I'm still not sold on Rubio. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people did, including President Trump. But you can't say, well, President Trump supported red flag laws. I'm not going to support him. No, they all got, they were fed the wrong information. But Rubio is boof. He is solid. I'm telling you right now. We could literally debate that. Rubio must have made a mistake with the red flag laws. But this guy's the best Secretary of State of my lifetime, period. And we're going to prove that. And he's countering the coup. And he's shutting down USAID and, USAID and running it. He's doing an absolutely stellar job. He's very loyal to the president. And this is what I need you guys to do. Because you need to stay through all the way, especially this interview that I'm about to put up with J.D. Vance. Can I get you guys? I'll wait a couple of minutes, okay? I need you guys to share. Click that thumbs up button. Throw us up to the front page of Rumble. Everybody needs to see this. Gateway Pundit gets so suppressed. It wouldn't surprise me. Pete, who's doing who in that relationship? Yes, exactly. Can you imagine getting kegled by Marjorie Taylor Greene? That'd be terrible. Oh, my goodness. Democrats wasting no time on this whole D.C. thing.
Want.
Chris, to be honest with you, I'm trying to hold my temper. I think there's an ongoing argument that he's having in his head with Black Lives Matter. There's an ongoing argument that he's having with the questions around criminal justice reform and police reform. It's interesting that he really doesn't really care about what's actually happening in D.C. on a certain level, because he's not trying to get at the underlying root causes. He's not looking at examples that of how to address rising crime rates that doesn't require a form of policing that leads to increased incarcerality and the like. Let's look at what's going on in Baltimore. Let's look at what's happening actually in places like Baltimore and Chicago, right? So part of what we have
and
to
Oakland.
Do is to understand... And Oakland, we have to understand this, Chris, within the context of Donald Trump's racial politics and within the context of his effort to get Epstein off the front pages. I understand David's point, but when we try to treat this as a rational response, then we lose sight of the actual politics that's being played here. And he's actually trying to give his base red meat to get them off of the Epstein story. And it's on the backs of citizens in Washington, D.C. He's going to undermine the democratic process in the district. And
you
so I understand what David is trying to say, but we need to be clear about what Donald Trump is doing.
Monica Elba, Ken Delaney, and Eddie Gloud, thank you so much. David Drucker, you're going to stay with me. In 90 seconds, new developments today in the Epstein.
There we go. We go from one topic constantly. By the way, I feel like every time we watch one of those, listening to those libtards, of course, we have to like do the equivalent of taking a shower. Let's do that with a dilly meme.
And at the end of the day, with our leader up there, my hero, that gladiator, we're going to bring America back together. One real American at a time, brother. My hero. And they tried to kill the next president of the United States.
Bunch of heroes surrounding President Trump, and I'm going to tell you who one of them is that I believe is standing out, and that is Judge Jeanine Pirro. Did you guys see her at the conference today? She's going to be shaping up. Man, she's a little firebrand. Little firebrand. She was at the conference today, and you know what? I need you guys. Come on, let's go. Share this show, please. I want everybody to see the J.D. Vance interview. You have to. I mean, you need to get a feel for what's coming and who's coming and who is coming in 2028. J.D. Vance Wait, I mean, this guy is just solid as a rock. But Judge Jeanine Pirro becoming one of my heroes. Absolutely. Listen to her.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and thank you, Madam Attorney General, and to all my partners here. We all want the same thing. We all want a safe city. We want a safe capital. We want to be able to bring our families here. We want to be able to come and enjoy the history that makes this place great. And unfortunately, we are not in that position right now. And Mr. President, I want to thank you for taking the step that we need right now to make criminals understand that they are not going to get away with it anymore. And I'm not going to stand here and go over and over the cases. But what I can tell you is this. I see too much violent crime being committed by young punks who think that they can get together in gangs and crews and beat the hell out of you or anyone else. They don't care where they are. They can be in DuPont Circle, but they know that we can't touch them. Why? Because the laws are weak. I can't touch you if you're 14, 15, 16, 17 years old and you have a gun. I convict someone of shooting another person with an illegal gun on a public bus in the chest. Intent to kill? I convict him. And you know what the judge gives him? Probation. Says you should go to college. We need to go after the DC council and their absurd laws. We need to get rid of this concept of, you know, a no cash bail. We need to recognize that the people who matter are the law-abiding citizens. And it starts today. But it's not going to end today. Because the president is going to do everything we need to do to make sure that these emboldened criminals understand we see you, we're watching you, and we're going to change the law to catch you. And my final note is this. These kids understand that the jurisdiction is through the state attorney general, Brian Schwab. I did a poster of the young man from Doge who was beaten bloody with a severe concussion, a broken nose. And then I did a poster of what happens to those kids because I can't arrest them. I can't prosecute them. They go to family court and they get to do yoga and arts and crafts. Enough. It changes today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. What a firebrand she is. Absolutely. Have you guys heard all of the entire conference? I just wanted to make some commentary. I believe her to be, in my own book, little mini hero. Little short hero, too. Somebody needs to give her a couple of telephone books so they can prop her up. She can see over the podium. What's that? This is my last week of not working. New job on Monday. That's a good thing. Look at unemployment. It's going down. We got proof of it in our chat room. That is great. Mic drop is to the highest order. Now, before I play the interview, you guys click that share button. Click the thumbs up. Seriously, it's going to be good. You're going to like it. Make sure. Has everyone clicked the thumbs up button? Everybody, please click that thumbs up button. Send us up to the front. We want to put J.D. Vance. Not me. Certainly not. You want to put J.D. Vance on blast for this interview. It's great. Never collected unemployment. There you go. Charges of adults. Fantastic. Good afternoon. Pete says, patriotic lady, good afternoon and good evening. Special announcement again for those of you that are just tuning in after this interview. Actually, I'm going to play a clip of J.D. Vance making a comment about our intel services. And then we'll play the interview. And then I'll tell you what is going to be happening from here on out for 3 hours in the evening.
He laundered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points through the American intelligence services. That's a violation of the people's trust. That's a violation of what our intelligence services should be doing. And I absolutely think they broke the law. And you're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. Here's the thing that should really bother the American people. What do you want our intelligence community to be doing? I want them to be catching bad guys. I want them to be making sure that terrorists aren't going to kill innocent American civilians. I don't want them laundering Hillary Clinton's campaign talking points into the American media and giving them this air of legitimacy. It is sick. And it's disgusting. It hurt the intelligence community. It hurt the American people. And it hurt the first Trump administration. We've got to have consequences for it.
We do. There will be indictments coming. You just heard that from the Vice President of the United States. The counter coup is coming, ladies and gentlemen. The counter coup is coming. And it's going to be glorious. President Trump is going to burn this whole system down, I'm telling you. You guys ready for it? If you're ready for it, click that thumbs up button. Oh, hold on a second. We click the thumbs up button, share. Come on, let's go, everybody. Stay right there. J.D. Vance had a great interview with Gateway Pundit's Jim Hoft.
Australia is very blessed, whether it's wind.
Who's that? That's hilarious.
These people here in D.C., all these mothers.
Who's that? What the heck? Random clips playing. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Epic. It's epic.
For investing in American workers.
How can you assure the Americans, the outspoken conservatives like ourselves, that we're not going to go bankrupt if it's a Democrat administration? You know, God help us.
Donald J. Trump, they tried to throw in prison for 787 years. Never happened before in the history of this country, not even to the loser of the Civil War. They tried to destroy. These people tried to break the law. They did break the law in some cases to destroy people. They've got to suffer consequences for it.
And I watched your movie. Your movie.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Yeah, thank you. That was
20 minutes 41. That was started all.
Yeah.
That was a crazy process.
Okay, I'd like to probably end with something about the conference.
Absolutely.
So, if we have time for that, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person. I'd love to do that, but
oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Traveling, so.
That's yeah. thanks for this. This is really neat.
Yeah,
and your story It's just so amazing. Yeah,
thank you. How's the website doing now?
You guys can start filming, can you?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, whenever.
Yeah, the website. So I started with a couple readers. Today we're at 3.2 million page visits a day.
It's amazing.
So, and you know what's amazing about that? Thank God. We're probably the most censored outlet out there.
That's right.
And our traffic keeps growing.
That's
and
amazing.
I'm watching
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, was it Facebook? They tried pretty hard to censor you guys a few years ago. Has that backed off at all, or is it? Do you
no,
feel like it's
Facebook is still censoring us?
Okay.
But they've stopped with these fake fact checkers.
You know?
We had fact checkers from China fact checking our COVID stories. Right?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't. That's not much of a fair shot, is it?
That's right. That's like the fox's guarding the hen house.
Truly. And Twitter, unfortunately. Elon's in charge, and there's still a lot of censorship for a lot of people, including
sure.
us. So
I mean, my sense is there's a weird thing where if you share links to anything,
yeah.
I feel like the X algorithm kind of downvotes it somehow. So it's like it's almost like he wants you to do all the content on X directly,
right.
And if you don't, you get kind of penalized.
But you know what
it.
We find then is because we're already censored, a lot of our stories may not go viral.
Yeah.
But what we'll see is someone, this happens all the time. So then someone will take our story, put it on their site, not put a link,
yeah.
because like you said, you're not rewarded if you put a link.
Sure.
And so then their stuff goes super viral, gets millions of hits, but it's our work.
But it's your work, yeah.
So I don't like that about what's going on.
That's tough. That's
and
tough.
I did write Elon about that. And I can't tell you what he wrote back. Then he quit following me.
Oh, did he?
Right. I thought it was me. I wasn't, you know, I'm not typically, you know, really, you know, like, stupid about,
of course,
you know,
well,
confront, you know, especially someone like Elon. I was very respectful, but you know, it'd be nice if you could look at this.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, well, he's obviously got a complicated relationship right now with the Trump White House. Though, my argument to Elon is like you're not going to be on the left, right? Even if you wanted to be, and he doesn't, they're not going to have you back. That ship has sailed. And so I really think it's a mistake for him to try to break from the president. So my hope is that by the time of the midterms, he's kind of come back into the fold. But yeah, I don't know that he would take my call right now about anything.
Really?
I'm sure he would. I'm sure he would take my call. But obviously the drama around him and the him and the White House over the last couple of months. Again, my hope is that just kind of cools down a little bit, because he did help us a lot in the election. The president even says all his frustration, Elon was a very critical part of the team last election. And so my hope is by the midterms, things are kind of back to normal.
Right.
Yeah.
That would
be
nice.
We'll see.
I was going to ask that question. Now I don't have
to. That's right. You know, knock on wood. My attitude is I try to be sort of pretty big tent about this stuff. Like if you're patriotic, you're not trying to stick your knife in the back of the president. You're not trying to betray the movement. I don't care about these like minor little disagreements and issues. We have to kind of win with the whole movement together. And that's kind of the attitude that I try to take. And I, you know, as much as we've accomplished in the past, I guess now 7 months, and we can brag about our accomplishments all you'd like, and I'm sure the audience in Vegas would love to hear that. You still get, obviously, some people, the president calls them panikins, who are saying it's not enough.
Using that term, too.
Yes,
I see that a lot.
Yes. I think he came up with the term, right?
Probably.
And the president is, I think he's exactly right that, okay, let's just take the immigration issue. I know the president would like to see, I would certainly like to see more deportations. But the courts have been fighting us every step of the way. We didn't have the resources necessary until a few weeks ago to actually hire all the ICE agents that we needed to get out the 20 million strong Biden border invasion. And even with that, this year in 2025, we're going to have the first negative net migration number in 50 years in this country. For the first time in my lifetime, we're having actual re-migration of illegal aliens outside the United States. That is something to celebrate. Of course, we always want to do more, and it's important to keep the pressure on. But anybody who's trying to say that we're like not taking this seriously, I think that they themselves are being fundamentally dishonest. And there's a little bit too much of that, I think. And the president is right to point that out. That there's a little bit, I think, too much of people, you know, sort of the left is still out there and the left is still trying to throw people in prison. And if they get the House back, they're going to start sham impeachment trial after sham impeachment trial. We absolutely got to hold our people and our government to a high standard. I also think it's okay to win every now and then, to be happy about winning every now and then. And on the immigration issue, and I think a lot of the other parts of the president's agenda, we are actually making really good progress. We should be celebrating that. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that when you're in the conference live in Vegas in a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask you about some of these accomplishments because it's been incredible.
Sure.
And one was that the middle class tax cuts, because it's not, well, none of this is getting the press that it should. They just can't tell the truth.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
They're not going to tell the American people what's really happening. But instead, what they're saying is that you're giving tax cuts to, of course, your friends, the billionaires, who are, by the way, all voting for Democrats and donating to Democrats.
Exactly.
But that'd be great if you could talk a little bit about the middle class tax cuts so people understand that this is happening.
Yeah. So this is a very, very big part of the president's agenda. So first of all, no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, major tax relief. I think the biggest tax cuts, making the Trump tax cuts permanent, major tax cuts, the biggest tax cuts I would say in 30, 40 years in this country at least, and maybe ever. But there's also something really important there that, to your point, the media never focuses on, and it actually, we're doing full expensing. What that means is that if you're investing and building an American plant and building an American manufacturing facility and hiring American workers, you're going to be able to fully claim the cost of that as a deduction from your taxes. If you think about the American tax code, for 50 years in this country, we've rewarded people for putting factories offshore, for hiring foreigners instead of investing in American workers and investing in American manufacturing. The biggest thing I think the Trump tax cuts do is they completely flip that on its head. We're going to reward you for investing in American workers. We're actually going to penalize you for investing overseas and trying to create jobs for foreign workers. And that's, of course, what the tariffs do. And these things go together, right? The tariffs are kind of the stick. The Trump tax cuts are the carrot. We want to reward you for building in America. We want to punish you for building overseas. And again, Jim, that is such a crazy change from where we were in this country for 50 years. My entire life, I've seen factories close down. I've seen good middle-class manufacturing jobs go to Mexico, go to China, go to somewhere else, because our politicians rewarded people for building overseas. The president is trying to reward you for building right here at home, and that's what the Trump tax cuts do fundamentally. If you're a worker or a business, you're gonna get rewarded for making things and building things right here at home.
Which, of course, helps all the middle class.
Of course it does. Yeah. Of course it does. And you see, you already see, even, you know, there's so much to do, and some of this stuff takes time to really see the benefits of it. But we saw blue-collar wages rise the fastest that they have in 60 years in this country. You see people finally able, they're getting ahead of inflation as opposed to falling further behind inflation. Again, I'm 40 years old. I guess I'm 41 because I just had a birthday, which sucks. Getting older is terrible, as you know.
Oh yeah.
And you know, the thing that I realize is that for 41 years, the story of the American economy was the middle class falls further and further behind. Good jobs get shipped overseas. You see other countries building great things, even as your communities and your towns become less prosperous. We're changing that. We're actually giving middle class workers a pay increase for the first time in a very long time. I'm very, very excited about that. But I think as good as the first 6 months were, as good as those first 7 months were, we're going to see a hell of a lot more progress over the next 3.5 years.
And that's exciting.
Yeah.
Because it's been incredible so far.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jim, I'd tell you, so when the president, I remember we're talking about the one big beautiful bill, right? Which is all the money for the border. It's the middle class tax cuts. It's all the stuff that we're sort of doing to try to make the country more prosperous and safer. And the president a few months ago was like, we really need to get this done by July 4th. And if you go back to the first Trump administration, which I think was very successful, we did not get the big tax cut bill, I believe, done until September of 2017. So when the president said, you got to get all this stuff done by July of 2025, I was like, Mr. President, aye, sir, I'll try. But I am skeptical that Congress is going to be able to move fast enough and actually have this on your desk for signature by July 4th. But as with many things, he actually knew the right tempo. He knew the right pace to strike. We got it done by July 3rd, and the president signed it on July 4th. It's amazing.
That really is amazing.
Yeah.
That's something else.
I did not think it was going to happen, but it did.
Right. I was going to ask you, too, you went to Munich this year.
You made
several trips around the world.
Yep.
You gave a speech there at the Munich Security Conference.
That's right.
I don't know if the people in the crowd were so pleased to hear that, but it was a spectacular speech. I hope people listened to it. Every word of it was just perfect. We put up the whole speech on our site. We wrote about three articles on it.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And afterwards, the chairman of the Munich Security Conference gave a response a day or two later.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he didn't agree with you, you know, and he thanked the people who wrote him and said, you know, that, you know, this is wrong. You just keep going with what you're doing with this censorship.
Yep.
And then he started to cry. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
So anyway, that was a remarkable speech.
And doesn't really make you think that there's a whole lot of toughness when you're crying because of somebody's words, right? These guys, they act like they want to fight a war with Russia, and yet too many of them are unwilling to even confront tough words from an ally, right? The United States remains an ally of Europe. I mean, I think I've talked with you about this, Shem. You know, I love Europe. It's the cradle of civilization. Obviously, most Americans can trace their ancestry at some level back to England or Germany or Italy or so forth. So there's a deep connection culturally to Europe. But let's be honest, Europe in some ways has followed the pathway of the United States under the Biden administration to censorship, to trying to silence people instead of persuade people. And that's what I wanted to call out at the Munich Security Conference. You know, it's you ask yourself, what is the biggest threat to America's security? You hear the president say this all the time. it's actually not China or Russia or any other foreign adversary. We can deal with other countries. What is a real threat is, call it the deep state within our own countries, call it the worst, the most subversive elements within our own countries. What is the biggest threat to the United States of America is when Joe Biden tried to throw Donald Trump in jail or tried to throw his supporters in jail for having the wrong political opinions. That scares me way more than anything a foreign competitor or a foreign country is doing. And that's what we ultimately have to fight back and win against, is this idea that you should be silenced, you should be thrown in prison, you should be shot for daring to disagree with the far left's institutional agenda. And of course, we've got a president who just doesn't care. He's going to say what he thinks he needs to say. And more importantly, he's going to do what he thinks he needs to do.
Yeah, he's made great strides in that area.
Yes.
How can you assure the Americans, the outspoken conservatives like ourselves, that we're not going to go bankrupt, you know, when Trump is gone, when your administration moves to the next administration? And if it's a Democrat administration, you know, God help us. But how can you... What do you have to say to these people who, you know, there's a lot of people getting their courage back, but it was really disrupted, you know,
right.
what they did. It was really tactics used you'd seen in throughout history in different regimes.
Well, I think the only thing the far left really responds to is power, Jim, if I'm being honest. I wish that wasn't the case, but it actually is. And so, excuse me, the thing that they're actually going to be responsive to is the recognition that there are consequences on the other side. And this is why it's so important and why the president is so insistent that we actually take legal action against those who broke the law in the Biden administration. If they get off scot-free, if they're never investigated, if they're never prosecuted when they violated the law, then they're just going to come back and do the exact same thing again. And there are a few different ways, of course. So it's the big tech companies that were censoring conservatives. They've got to know that's not going to be allowed and there are going to be consequences for it. The banks, the president is really preoccupied with this, and rightfully so. So many conservatives, so many conservative nonprofits were debanked. They actually had their money stolen from them by these big Wall Street institutions. You've got to make sure that doesn't happen. And of course, you've got to pay the lawfare back in kind. You've got to say to the Comeys and the Brennans of the world, of course, you got to follow the law. You can only prosecute people when they actually broke the law. But we know that a lot of people broke the law in the last administration, and they've got to face real justice, not just words, not just getting hauled before a committee in Capitol Hill. If people broke the law, they have to actually be prosecuted for it. Because I think that if they do that, if they know that the consequence for breaking the law is go to jail, then the next generation of Democrats, they're not going to try the same thing. They're not going to try to throw Donald Trump in prison. You remember, so go back to the Civil War. Jefferson Davis, who was the leader of the Confederacy, I believe that they tried to throw him in prison, maybe successfully, for 2 years. Donald J. Trump, they tried to throw in prison for 787 years. Never happened before in the history of this country, not even to the loser of the Civil War. They tried to destroy him. Mm-hmm. They tried to bankrupt him. They tried to destroy his family. I mean, Don Jr., his son, is one of my closest friends. Don Jr. spent more money on lawyers than most Americans will ever spend in a lifetime simply for having had his dad get elected, I would say twice and now three times, to the presidency of the United States. So we've got to make sure that if you violated the law, if you broke the law in this crazy Russia investigation, you got to get prosecuted for it. Consequences. I think that's the only real language that the far left understands in this country.
I agree totally. We did see some progress today, I think, or yesterday, where they have sent out some subpoenas to Hillary Clinton and some others.
Yeah, we're sending out some subpoenas, and there are actually some active investigations, I think, that probably you won't be fully aware of until we announce the conclusion of those investigations. But the president has been very clear. The attorney general, the FBI director have been very clear. They are looking at law breaking. And for people who broke the law, it's not going to be a slap on the wrist. We're sorry. Mm-hmm. Have a nice life. It's going to be, you've got to face consequences for it. And I really think it's our sacred obligation to the American people to ensure that those who broke the law pay the price for it.
It looks like President Trump might be having a different, he's developed some in the fact that his first win, he comes out and he's asked about Hillary, crooked Hillary, you know, when everybody was chanting, lock her up, you know, rally. And he said, no, we're not going to do that. That's, you know, that's, we're going to forget about all this, forgive her and move on.
Yep.
I don't think he's in that same mode today.
No, if you think about back then, he was trying to be the big person, right? The Democrats are the ones who try to throw people in prison. We're just going to try to unite the country, focus on the governing agenda. But I think what he realized is that for those people who did break the law, if they don't face consequences, they're just going to come back and keep on trying to do it again. And I think that that recognition that the Democrats really are going to try to destroy a lot of people unless they suffer some real consequences, you know, it's not just the president. It really is the entire administration has a slightly different attitude because we all saw what happened. I mean, there are friends of mine who, you know, voted for the president, supported the president, but were really had their eyes open during that 4 years. And I honestly think it was a blessing. Because I think it revealed a lot about what the Democrats are, what they were willing to do, the lengths they were willing to go to destroy their political opposition. When you saw that willingness to use the courts and the legal system of the United States to destroy people, to debank them, to bankrupt them, I think all of us realize, oh, well, these people tried to break the law. They did break the law in some cases to destroy people. They've got to suffer consequences for it.
Right.
And that wasn't so obvious, I think, to a lot. Honestly, it wasn't obvious to me in 2017, 2018. It was certainly obvious by 2022.
Yeah, something has to be done,
yep,
for sure. Also, your former competitor from the last election, Governor Walz, heard some news about him the last 24 hours where the FBI and DHS was covering for him and his ties to communist China.
Yeah, well, this is why.
Do you think they would have done this for you?
No, they would certainly would not have. So this is why Gateway Pundit is so important, because you guys report on this stuff and uncover some of this stuff. And I read about it on your website. But as I understand it, the basic idea is that while the Biden DOJ was trying to throw Donald Trump in prison on fake charges, they were also aware that Tim Walz had all these connections to the Communist Chinese Party and did nothing about it. And I think all of us who followed that election closely, obviously I followed it very closely, recognize, okay, so you have a guy who's governor of Minnesota, is a high school teacher, has no reason to go to China. Like, okay, maybe once you go on vacation, but you go over 20 times over a period of years, like there's something weird going on there. And it seems like the Biden Department of Homeland Security actually flagged this guy as a potential security threat for his connections to the PRC. And he's not just some random guy living in Minnesota. He's the governor, and he was the potential vice president of the United States. I think in so many ways, literally and figuratively, we dodged a bullet in that election. Just amazing. The president dodged a literal bullet, but I think the whole country dodged the bullet of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. And to all those who are watching in Vegas, aren't you glad you have me as vice president and not a communist agent, Tim Walz?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that guy was nuts. Bouncing around the stage and jumping around. It was too much.
Jazz hands, Tim Walz.
Oh my gosh. So one last question.
Sure.
We are having a conference this weekend, and we're going to be playing this at the conference for everybody who's there. We have some really courageous patriots who we're going to be honoring, and I'm really proud about that. We have Rudy Giuliani, who went through hell and back and has been so misrepresented in the news.
Of course.
We have General Flynn, who was one of the original ones who, you know, the media just followed him around, him and his wife, you know, and abused him so bad.
The original victim in some ways of the Russia collusion hoax.
Yeah.
A patriot, a lifelong public servant, but they really tried to destroy him over the idea that he was in bed with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, and then Roger Stone, we have several J6ers, and at Gateway Pundit, we've always told their stories. If they wrote us in, you know, this is my story, could you help us? Because you know what happened? They lost their jobs. Their families were broke. They had to pay rent. And so we told a lot of their stories. I've always been proud of that. But we have some of them coming who are going to be speaking. And Dr. Simone Gold, who went inside the Capitol and gave a speech on hydroxychloroquine, of all things. And then they bust through her door and put her in prison for a couple
Isn't
of months.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of these people who are going to be there. And any final thoughts, any words to these wonderful people who have been so courageous, and really so many more. You know, there's a lot of people we'll never hear about who are abused too.
Of course. Well, I guess the first thing I'd say, Jim, is congratulations to all of them, because I think our victory was also their victory. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're going to punish the people who are engaging in this lawfare, the fact that we're actually getting to the bottom of the Russia collusion hoax, the fact that we, of course, a lot of people who were unjustly prosecuted in the wake of J6 have finally seen some justice under the leadership of President Donald Trump. I just feel very good for them, because I know a lot of them suffered. Frankly, a lot of them suffered a lot worse than I ever did for their politics, for their beliefs, for their principles. And I just admire their courage. And so I hope that, the atmosphere in Las Vegas is one of celebration, because you guys certainly earned it. And to Rudy Giuliani and General Flynn, to Roger Stone, who's a very, very, one of the smartest political minds. Roger Stone was persecuted. People forget he's actually a brilliant, brilliant political analyst. To all of them and to the people whose names I don't even know, thank you. Thanks for what you did. Thanks for making it possible for me to have this job. And all I can promise is I'm going to do the best job I can for the next 3.5 years and try to make you proud.
All right. Thank you so much. Of course.
Good to see you, Jim. Thanks, man.
Yeah, and was that worth it? By the way, when people drop their commentary and it's definitive, and there's a lot of social media influence operations going on. There's literally military personnel in China, Russia, I mean, all over the world. And they got fake internet account names, and they'll drop, you know, commentary. And I'm going to bring one up. It may not be a fake internet account. That's not. I'm just saying, taking a look at the full landscape. Just keep that in mind when somebody that you don't see very frequently, sometimes they even stay embedded with us for a long time, so you get to know them, and then they drop some serious bombs, go crazy sometimes. But Def Not OSS says, I don't know most of y'all ages, but seriously, talk to a conservative under 35, and you will understand JD is not in any way unique. That's a pretty broad stroke. You know, most people under 35 I know can't show up to work on freaking time, number one. Number two, you can't say that all those under 35-year-olds are the loyal, dutiful, subordinate to the President of the United States, extremely loyal. And most 35-year-old Americans don't have as high of an IQ, the level of success. So to say JD is not in any way unique, I'm not referring to you as one of those regular trolls, but that's exactly what they would say, is to just kind of push him aside, because there's going to be an effort. They're going to start now demonizing him and trying to manipulate your mind to believe that, oh, he's not in any way unique. He sure is extremely bright. He's extremely unique on many different levels. So you don't need to listen to me over the other people. I just wanted to, if you're going to come in here and make a statement like that, I'm going to make sure that it doesn't go unchecked. Does anybody disagree? He's very, very loyal. Very loyal. I like him a lot, mainly because of his loyalty and his dedication, and he's a good team guy. President Trump has a great team around him. Don't you guys agree? All right, listen, in the remaining moments that we have, Abbott fighting the fight. How come they haven't removed those legislators in Texas? Why haven't they? And then this Jasmine Cardi B Crockett. She's the Cardi B of Congress. Social media influencer. Has she even written a bill? Huh? I wonder if she wrote a bill if it would be in Ebonics. That's what I wonder, right? Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you that Back That Ass Up bill. Huh? She wants to replace postage stamps with tramp stamps.
Well, first of all, it would not be a day that ends with the letter Y if Jasmine Crockett didn't say something racist. But second, her facts are wrong, because the facts in the state of Texas are, under the maps that we are drawing, is that four of the new seats will be predominantly Hispanic seats. The problem that Democrats have in the state of Texas is Hispanics, black voters, and other voters, they have learned now that the ideas that Democrats stand for are contrary to the ideas that the Hispanic community and black community stand for. They all want secure borders. They don't want men and women sports, and they want to support law enforcement. And so what we're finding is that these Hispanics now are voting for Republicans. We saw that very prolifically in the last presidential election when Donald Trump won all five of the seats that we're going to be adding. So it's a proven fact that minority voters chose to vote for Trump as well as other Republicans, but they are trapped in one of these gerrymandered districts that confines it only to electing a Democrat. If the Democrats would say that they shouldn't be entitled to elect a certain member of a particular race, but instead let the voters of that district decide, regardless of their race, they're going to find that Democrats are going to lose voters and Republican will be picking up voters.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen in a big way. It's already happening right now. And I hope they time these indictments and perp walks nicely, right up against where we're going into the midterms. Anybody that wants to side with the Democrats after we get done with them. We're now entering into the counter coup, ladies and gentlemen. The counter coup. The reason why I'm doing the evening show is because we need to make sense of everything that's happened through the day, at the end of the day, into prime time. Make sense of what's happening, of course. Why do I have my fingers out here? I look like Nancy Pelosi, don't I? Maybe I should do that little knuckling thing and do this to you guys. What do you guys think? If I do Nancy Pelosi, transgenderism for everybody. That's a cocktail, isn't it? No? Transgenderism with ice? No? It's a freaking mess. My husband gets his ice from that boy that hit him with a hammer, right? Oh, my God.
These people here in D.C., all these mothers, children been killed in the streets by juveniles, being carjacked by juveniles.
The five girls who attacked Reggie Brown were all tried and found responsible as juveniles. Currently under D.C. law, juvenile offenders can only be held until they're 21, so the girls will all get out within the next few years. Israel says she wants D.C. crime penalties to be tougher so that juveniles who commit murder can be held for life.
You guys, okay? I make a comment about Jasmine Crockett and say, does he write a bill in Ebonics? You know, makes me sound racist, and I'm not. Jasmine Crockett is racist. I like throwing digs out there. And if it has to be racial, they're not the only ones that can be racial, okay? I can be racial as well. But I'm going to tell you something right now. That elder that you saw, it didn't matter what race, creed, or color she was. That is disgusting to me. These young kids beating on an elder like that. Those days are now over, aren't they? Thanks to President Donald J. Trump. That is disgusting in any city in the United States of America. That crime will stop right here and now. Thank you, President Trump. You know what else needs to stop? Bill Gates from complaining about cows farting.
Oh, we just found out we're not going to be able to get any irrigation water, which shuts us down as ranchers.
Ranchers talking about water. Bill Gates, of course, hogging up all the water. Here he is.
Australia is very blessed, whether it's wind or solar. It's quite phenomenal. And your land area per person, compared to, say, Singapore is pretty good. And so the opportunities created by a world that is getting rid of greenhouse gas emissions, Australia is rare in that the opportunities exceed the things you have to give up. You have to give up a large part of the, and eventually almost all of the coal mining activity. What happens with beef, my climate group, Breakthrough Energy, just announced literally today, an investment in an Australian group called Ruminate that helps cows not be so much a source of methane emissions. So we have two paths to solving that. That's 6% of global emissions are cows.
There you go.
Who burp and fart methane to an extreme degree. You can either fix the cows to stop them doing that, or you can make beef without the cow. And both of those, you know, will be pursued to see which one can lead to
the
best product in terms of taste, health, and cost.
He needs to be neutered. Yeah, he's taken over the water. He's taken over the land. He doesn't want you to have beef. By the way, did you guys know that Klaus Schwab got written out of the World Economic Forum? And now they're bringing up fraud charges on the guy. They're bringing him down like you would not believe. You will own nothing and be happy.
Oh, we just found out we're not going to be able to get any irrigation water, which shuts us down as ranchers.
We're just kind of looking at just having to go out of business, you know, because that's what we do here is raise cattle. And if we don't have any water, that's going to be taken away from us.
Our well will go dry.
What do you do here?
What do you do with dry land that you can't grow anything on? We're all going to have to go out of business.
So disgusting. I'm so sick of them controlling the water, controlling the farts. Sick and tired of it. Oh, we have just a couple minutes left here. All right, check this out. Speaking of farmers.
So I'm out here in Watsonville. You've got people saying, well, don't deport the farm workers, the migrant farm workers. They're just out here working. But you know what irritates the hell out of me? So we got all these illegals. And out here in the field, you got a Mexican flag flying.
Yeah.
You don't want to be deported? Stop flying the Mexican flag. ICE.
Yeah.
We need you in Watsonville. You want to stay in America? Stop disrespecting America. You come to our country and you spit on our face.
Listen to what
all the people that are out there saying,
Ben Burpom says.
Just migrant farm workers. They're just good, hardworking farm workers. Imagine if I went to Mexico illegally, refused to leave, and then I flew the American flag. Mexico would rightfully want to kick me out, just like America rightfully wants to kick out the illegals here. You don't want to be deported? Come in legally. Follow the law.
That's right.
And how about this? Fly the American flag.
That's right.
Learn the language. Act like you actually
do
like this.
Do as Ben Burkwam says.
Otherwise,
and also,
see ya.
That's right. Do as Jeremy Harrell says too.
Hey guys, what's going on? I got an incredible offer here for you from Pure Health Research. This is going to blow your mind. Look, I know so many people out there, especially as we get older, we want to drop a few pounds. We lose a little energy. We lose a little testosterone. We lose a little, you know, estrogen. We just lose as we get older. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to gain. And this message is just for you. Pure Health Research is on a mission to what? Make America healthy again. They are aligned with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s mission, and I'm aligned with that. Their two best-selling health supplements right now that are leading the way is the Liver Health Formula. Over 100 million Americans are sluggish because of a liver that is riddled with fatty deposits. This can kill your metabolism, pile on pounds, make you feel tired, all that. Liver Health Formula will take care of that. It supports your liver health with special nutrients like artichoke extract and milk thistle. This is one of the easiest ways to slim down. Next is the Lymph System Support. If you struggle with fluid buildup or swelling in your legs, ankles, been there, done that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this one's going to be for you. The natural ingredient in the Lymph System Formula helps gently flush extra fluids and toxins out of the body. Right now, you can get a limited time offer, 35% off. Right now, 35% off by going to purehealthresearch.com and using promo code LFA. That's Pure Health Research right now. Use promo code LFA and you'll get 35% off targeted products. I need something for this. I need something for that. They got it. And I want you to check out the reviews online. They are through the roof. Purehealthresearch.com, promo code LFA.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's all we got time for. But guess what? Tune in tonight for the inaugural broadcast right here on LFA TV. It's time to kick off this counter coup. Time to kick it off. Drew Hernandez coming up right now. Do your duty. Shake your booty for Drew Hernandez coming up in 30 milliseconds.